Here are some of my thoughts on writing in life for April 2024. I want to talk about the eclipse. No, not the solar eclipse occurring Monday, although you can track its path online, but another kind of eclipse. The kind that happens when your creative life gets blocked by someone or something. Let me give you an example of the first instance. You're at a writing event, surrounded by others in your industry, and you want to share some news. Perhaps a minor award your latest piece has won, or a review of your book in a small circulation magazine. Not exactly insignificant, but not top of the line either. Nevertheless, you're excited about it and announce it to those around you. Then you hear from someone else in the group, "Oh, how nice. But did I tell you about this?" And that person goes on to talk about a major award her piece was given, or a glowing review of his book in a prestigious publication. And as you listen, you compare that person's news with your own, and you can feel your creative light dimming until it just about goes out. In short, your news and your confidence in your gift has been summarily eclipsed. By the way, please don't be that person. If you too have good news to share, wait until the other person receives all the congratulations he or she is entitled to before blowing your own horn. Okay, now the second instance. You're working on a piece of writing, an article, essay, chapter in your current work in progress. And no matter how you approach it, it just isn't working. You write a few paragraphs, delete them, and start again. You walk away, come back, but still can't make progress. And the longer you struggle, the more you wonder whatever made you think you were any good as a writer. In this case, to stay with the eclipse metaphor, you are both the sun and the moon. The sun is your creative light, and the moon is your own negativity and self-doubt that blocks it. In essence, you're eclipsing yourself. So how do you handle these two types of creative eclipses? Well, when it comes to the first, I'll admit it isn't easy. Unless you are supremely confident in yourself as a writer, there will always be that tendency to measure yourself against someone else and feel you've come up short. All I can recommend is that you take a deep breath, congratulate that other person, and then remind yourself that there were times when you received no recognition at all, so this one is worth applauding. As for the second, one thing I've found very helpful is to read books by other writers talking about their struggles with the creative process. For example, in Elizabeth George's book, Right Away, she opens each chapter with an excerpt from her journal that she kept when she was working on her novel. In one, she writes, "Am I kidding myself about being a creative artist?" While in another, she says, "I am filled with doubt." If someone is prolific and talented as George is, and that person can have hours, days, maybe even weeks where she fears she can't achieve the task she has set for herself, then why should we be immune to those same dark times? And yet, despite her worries, George kept going. And that's exactly what we have to do. When our personal solar eclipse puts us in a dark place, we need to find something that will give us at least a small source of illumination, even if only a matchstick amount, and use that to keep writing, trusting that whatever has obscured our creative life will eventually move away, and our gift will once again shine brightly.